Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2015 third quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet, and the presentation is also available for download on the website www.rumo.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I'd like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2015 third quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in the third quarter earnings release conference call of Indústrias Rumo. We think the current economic conditions in Brazil, we now are going to detail the impact of this situation on Rumo's operations and discuss our vision for 2016. We observe a third quarter even more challenging than the first half of this year, with the business confidence level hitting record lows and further deterioration of the capacity utilization of the industry. Even with greater devaluation of the domestic currency occurred this quarter, which could drive an improvement in the competitiveness of the manufacturing sector in Brazil, today, the information received from our direct sales team is that our customers, which are an important sampling of the manufacturing sector, have not demonstrated any signs of recovery of their activities. Therefore, our incoming orders from machine tools and plastic machines in the domestic market remains at a very low level. We are also presenting the earnings of Burkhard & Weber, our company in machine tools in Germany, which had modest results this quarter, mainly due to the sales being concentrated at the fourth quarter. Well, despite this challenging domestic scenario for machines, we would like to highlight another great improvement in the foundry order entry and mainly in the recovery of margin of this business unit. We still focus on increasing our exposure to the international markets through the export of machineries from Brazil and focus on reducing our dependence on the domestic market. We also continue to take a number of measures looking to improve agility and mainly responsiveness to the demand fluctuations inherent in the market with low predictability. We end this third quarter with another step in our goal of shaping the company for a longer weak demand cycle, carrying new optimization in our structure, which impacted our financial results. We continue to present a strong balance sheet, keeping inventory at adequate levels, very well-controlled bad debt, and now with an even more leaner structure. We're still very focused on cash generation, and we strongly believe that we are on track to present positive results as well as generating positive cash flow even in this weak demand scenario. Now, I would like to pass to Fabio, who is going to detail the third quarter's earnings release.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending to this third quarter web conference. Beginning the chart number three, the highlights. The casting business revenues grew by 47% in this quarter and reached 3.4 million positive EBITDA, an important cash generation for the period. Revenues dropped by 6.8% this quarter compared to the third quarter 2014, mainly to the lower demand for machines in the Brazilian market. EBITDA was positive in 2.5 million in the third quarter 2015, despite the fact of such EBITDA was impacted by 5 million of severance costs. Castings growth and EBITDA margins increased by 5.8 and 3.8 points compared to the third quarter 2014, mainly due to the higher volumes, the higher revenues volume related to the wind power components. And both order entry and order backlog grew this quarter, also due to the new orders of wind power segment. In the chart number four, the latest gross fixed capital formation index shows a significant decrease since the beginning of 2014. It's in a negative behavior since the second quarter 2014, and it reflects in the order entry of the domestic machinery businesses, which dropped by 50% in 2015 when compared to 2014. In the chart number five, we see in the capacity utilization that remains flat in the last 6 to 8 months, showing a moderate industrial production performance. And the confidence index in October reached its lowest level since the index has been implemented, showing the lack of perspective of the industrial entrepreneurs, which also reflects in the investment levels. The chart number six, in both machinery businesses, machine tools and plastic machines, we do not feel any specific industrial segment demanding consistently new machines, reflecting the lack of perspective of the Brazilian industry. In the casting business, wind power sector reached 51% in 2015 revenues, and based on the recent orders entry of such segment, its participation in the casting business should remain relevant for the following quarters. In the chart number seven, this is the net sales per business unit. Casting business accounted for 25% of the consolidated revenues for the first 9 months period of 2015, showing a growth of 9 points due to the wind power segment. On the opposite direction, machinery businesses decreased its participation mainly because of the decrease in the domestic sales. In the chart number eight, foreign market participation in the consolidated revenues in the first 9 months period of 2015 was 32%, 6 points higher when compared to the same period of 2014, mainly due to the significant decrease in the domestic machinery revenues. In U.S. dollar, foreign market revenues decreased in 2015 compared to 2014, mainly due to the lower revenues of the German subsidiary, BW, which had its revenues this year even more concentrated in the fourth quarter. The chart number nine, the order entry and order backlog. The order entry in the third quarter 2015 increased by 5.8% compared to the same period in 2014 due to the increase in the wind power orders this year. For the 9 months period of 2015 compared to 2014, order entry decreased by 21%, mainly due to the lower level of new orders in the domestic market for the machinery businesses. Such decrease was partially offset by the wind power orders in the casting business that grew 80%. Order backlog grew 14% by the end of the third quarter compared to the previous quarter, mainly due to the casting business already mentioned in the order entry. The chart number 10. Although 2015 production was significantly lower when compared to 2014, the cost structure has not been materially impacted due to the company focus on operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure as flexible as possible. The chart number 11, comparing the third quarter 2015 to the same period of 2014, gross margin reduced by 0.7 point due to decrease of 27.7% in Rumi machines volume. The chart number 12, EBITDA was positive this quarter in the amount of 2.5 million or 1.7% EBITDA margin. Such figure is impacted by 5 million of severance costs, and excluding BW EBITDA for the third quarter 2015, which was negative in the amount of approximately 1.3 million reais, EBITDA would be positive in 8.8 million, showing that even in a deteriorated macro scenario, the measures taken recently related to structure optimization, working capital reduction, among others, are reflecting positively in the cash generation. The chart number 13, in the machine tools and plastic business, both gross and EBITDA margins reduced in the first 9 months of 2015 compared to the same period of 2014 due to the significant decrease of the domestic revenues. On the other hand, casting business grew its revenue by 34% in the first 9 months of 2015 and presented an important positive development on its gross and EBITDA margins. 2015 EBITDA margin of this business unit was 2.6%, which has been helpful for the cash generation. In the chart number 14, this is the cash position. During the third quarter, net debt increased by 11 million reais. Such increase was mainly in the German subsidiary BW that in this third quarter increased its net debt by 8 million reais. The remaining 3 million relates to the Rumi operation except BW. If excluded, the 5 million severance cost and the 3.9 million of the share buyback program, cash generation would be positive in approximately 6 million this quarter, showing the company's ability to generate cash even in a challenging macro scenario. The chart number 15, this is the Burkhardt & Weber results. As already mentioned in the previous web conference, BW revenues this year are even more concentrated in the fourth quarter, where we should see positive results in the P&L as well in the cash position. The chart number 16, this is the share performance. We see the Rumi share performance below Ibovespa index. The negative performance of Rumi shares can be explained by the uncertainties in the Brazilian market that reflect deeper and unpredictable demand business like Rumi, which is very sensitive to macroeconomic conditions. And we are on the way of a buyback program started in April 28, 2015, up until the end of September, we had spent 3.9 million reais in this buyback program, which in terms of number of shares, it represented a number of shares of 2.1 million shares. Now we end up our conference and we open the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. I'd like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to make a question, please press star 1. Once again, if you'd like to make a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further question you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating of third quarter earnings release of Industrias Homey, and I see you in the year-end one in February. Thank you very much.
That does conclude Romy's third quarter earnings results conference call. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.